Explained in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, ver, en su cuerpo mental y dos. Es que usted sí, en todo lo que diría el mundo es mental. Es por si representa eso, es por Brahma. Pero bueno, entonces, ¿cómo hay elementos desde el Akshaya Vishnu? En donde expresa el sentido del Akshaya Vishnu. Enter the hearts of all living entities, and even enter the atom. Undan Parastha Paramanata Anparastham. Every universe is full of atoms, and the Lord is not only within the atom, within the universe, but is also within the atoms. Thus, within every atom, the Supreme Lord exists in his Vishnu feature as Paramatma. But all the Vishnu Tattvas emanate from Krishna, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Anya Adhira Devana. Krishna is at the beginning of the devas of this material world, Brahma, Vishnu, Aishwarya. Therefore, he is described here as Bhagavati Bhagavati. Everyone is Bhagavan. Everyone is Bhagavan. Everyone possesses opulence, but Krishna is Bhagavati Bhagavan, who possesses unlimited opulence. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everyone. All Sarvastra Prabhava. Even Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwar come from Krishna. Bhaktaha Paraparam Namat Kinchi Rasti Dhananjaya. There is no personality superior to Krishna. Therefore, Vishnudad Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhagavati Bhagavati means Ankushya Krishna. In this material world, everyone is a pashu, an animal, because of his bodily conception of life. The Satya Buddhi compared to Bhagavati is Suvi Kalatra Adisha Bhoma Yitruti. Yet there is a Buddha is the Lilana Parishat, Janashva Vikyashu Sa Eva Bhokara. Human being who identifies the holy place made of three, identifies the body made of three elements as the self, who considers the byproducts of the body to be his kinsman, who considers the land of his birth to be worshipable, and who goes to the place of Buddha simply to bathe rather than to meet the man with transcendental knowledge, there is to be considered as called an ass. Practically, everyone therefore is pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of material existence. Not only the king of elephants, but every one of us are being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Only Krishna can deliver us from this material existence. Indeed, he is always trying to deliver us. Ishwaraha Sarva Bhutana Rukmeshwar Arjuna Krishnati. He is within our hearts and is not at all attentive. His only aim is to deliver us from the material life. It is not that he becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to him. Even before we offer our prayers, he incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regards to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Vuri Karaya Namo Lalaya. It is the boundless mercy of the Supreme Lord that he always tries to bring us back to home, back to God. God is liberated, and he tries to make us liberated. But although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instruction. Sarva Dharmaan Parittyaja Maam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Bhuri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful, in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life by taking us home back to God.
Yeah. to all the learning in this world. Because many of the things you commented on this past time, explaining how it's perfect in this field, that Pashupashami Mokshaya not only means the very animal within the elephant's body, but it also represents all the human beings also in this world. Because the human beings also have a animal inside them. Sri Pashu Bara Bura Chara, I think that. Which means there is a Pashu in humans also. And there is a human being also. There is a divine and demoniac matters. Both matters are one. So, from that point of view, this word Pashu is meaningful also. And these days, a Pashu animal is really to spiritual understanding. That's what he says, Govinda says. I am a poor animal, my dear Lord. What did I know about you? He said. Similarly, somebody may be in a human form of life, but may be completely unattentive to the spiritual goal of life. One may be completely absorbed in worldly affairs. And that was the situation that Gajendra, prior to all these prayers, is explained in the previous section. When Gajendra was living in the Trikutapurna hills, and there is a very great elaborate explanation about the beauty of the Trikutapurna, how it was a very scenic place, and there were beautiful lakes, there were beautiful waterfalls, there were lotuses and lilies, and the pollinators would come and hover over the lotuses, and the birds would be chirping, and there were peaks, Trikutapurna had three peaks with the gold and silver and such kind of opulent peaks. And also, the Apsaras and the Devatas would come there to sport and bathe in those waters, and they would leave the fragrance of their bodies in those waters, the fragrance in the wind as well as in the waters, it is like. So Prabhupada explains that what an opulent situation in which Gajendra was born. This elephant Gajendra was born. In fact, it is explained what was the power of Gajendra, this elephant. When he would be working on the Trikutapurna area, usually he would apply on his foot, would vibrate the whole of three hills. And even wild animals like lions, which would be roared with unbearable envy, even they would fear Gajendra also. This was his power. And on the other side of Gajendra, there were smaller animals like porcupine and rabbits and tiny animals, which he would not want to fear because they were aligned with the Gajendra. But they were living on the other side of Gajendra, so that was his prestige. In the same manner, in this world, it is explained, everybody living in this world, they try for two things, authentica sukha pravritti, authentica dukkha pravritti. They want to put a full stop to sufferings, and they want to expand their happiness unlimitedly. Everybody is trying for these two things. In their own situation, so Gajendra also was walking, surrounded by his relatives, friends, family members, with everybody. He was going towards that lake. And there is a discussion about how he was in a very mood of great merry, in a very joyful mood. And when he entered those waters, you know, he was drinking the water to his heart's content, quenched his thirst. And he took some water and showered it on himself after he refreshed himself. Now he wanted to sell some of the waters to other relatives, his relatives and friends. You see, one type of, you know, cake comes by showing one's own prowess, enjoyment. But another type of prowess comes by giving opportunity for others to enjoy. Like, for example, somebody is a beggar, a rich man may throw some crumbs We're doing everything to the NCAA. Who was that? Who was a Robert B.K. Who got to his legal family? I can't answer anybody in the world that the really constant meetings with. For example, Tony's Henry comes to know that he had cancer. And the doctor says, no, I'm sorry to say that now he may live for 3 months or 4 months. Some people have been noticed. And to get special appetite, gradually eating up, gradually defeating the person. The person's running away from bed and is being chased by the crocodile jaws. And it is a start by saying later that it could be situations where somebody might have a big financial loss. He may be a billionaire and he may become a pauper next day. He may lose everything. Anyway, of course, some people commit suicide when they become a pauper like that. But some people understand some great danger has been taken away from me. If this money was that for me, people would have liked me. I'm sure my own money has been taken away. Somebody can take it personally. But whatever it is, you will find generally people want a life to go on smoothly without any kind of anxiety or tension. Generally people decide to die also peacefully in India. They don't mind dying, but they have a condition. But that should be cancer. I say, let this panic be high. It's a late way, it's a form of celebrity.
Closing your eyes and relating to the fly, the snake, so you can be afraid.
as well as Dragons as well, right? Once the environment is done intermittently, along with the fear of one being swallowed by the snake of death, like that. So, here, the Dharma apparently was enjoying the happy moments with his little friends and family members and everything, until the crocodile cut him off his leg. So, when the Dharma had any problems with him, one of the first things he did is to share the problem or deny it. Imagine, for example, if somebody is told that they have some terminal disease or chronic disease, one of the first responses is they will deny it. So, they will not want to accept it with you. Similarly, the Dharma also wanted to get rid of the crocodile, assuming it to be an ordinary creature. He tried to throw it away. But then it was a water creature, very friendly to his body. At that time, he saw his wives, his relatives, his friends, everybody pulling from behind. They all saw that, oh, this is a very dangerous situation. Because if we were near the water, then we would also be captured by other crocodiles. They immediately went behind to the shore. All that they could do was to cry. They cried and said, Adho, please come back. We don't want to be in the water. All we can do is only cry for you. That's all it is. They don't want to do anything. So that time, that's what happens when the Lord says, let all those relatives, friends, people in society, they are all satsang. They are all fallible souls. At the crucial moment, nobody will be there. Except the Supreme Lord. So that realization we got at that point of time. So when you find another life also, when somebody is in a terrible situation, a traumatic situation, others, what can they do? They will be helpless. Like this famous voice of the courts always. Well, that's the way in which I am, people don't do some work. Not just the power of the Lord, but the Lord is the Lord. Happened in Russia when one of the fathers was reading some book from the top of your cellular roof. I guess the beep from the top of your cell, he's suddenly starting, it's my daughter, it's my daughter. She came running from the opposite side, huh? Of the road. And she was looking at the flower of my parents and she came running. I think there was a big truck then coming. So she was shouted and said, don't turn, stay there, stay where you are. Not in the middle of the road, stay where you are and stay on the other side of the road. But she didn't pay any heed. She came. She came to the middle of the road at 3:00 something, exactly in circle. And the father thought it is too late for me to. This is what calamity they call it. Calamity means before you can start it out, it is more out of range. Like, imagine an electric pole is falling. Yes, and somebody. And the phone is looking somewhere else. And he shouted, hey! And he's running towards the pole. And then the phone is passing. It happened like that, no? So this is what calamity they call it. So, his father shouted at the girl, and then the girl went here, and the truck went, and the father fainted, in the palace. Perhaps, and then he got up, and he got down the staircase, and he went to the road. Of course, he didn't find the sign in the middle of the road. He thought maybe the garden road, to bring it over or something, he thought. But there was no sign. But the sign was lying on a big heap of hay, and kept on the side of the road, unconscious. So he went on, picked up the sign and brought to the home and spoke to the water. Where is the sign got up? And the sign was completely intact and safe. So the child said, and I don't know, you know, I was in the middle of the road, but my head had a great spin and the lorry went over me and threw in. I saw that the sign personally picked me up and threw me to the side. So there were marks of the sign on the body of the side. But the sign was very part of the sign. The sign was not the sign. See, that's what keeps saying. So, the Lord wants to protect someone in the worst kind of situation he can protect. And the Lord wants to see someone die, nobody can protect. So, what I say is, even in the middle of the ocean, there will be a huge ship in which they lay the board. The ship which even God cannot sink. That's what they wrote in Titanic. The Titanic ship sank with 1,800 stars. Many of them were cinema stars, business stars, working leaders. Everybody wanted to say that I was the maiden voyage of the Titanic. Because the people like the interesting were posting about themselves. They wanted to say that, Titanic, for the first time it went to the waters, it happened together. But then they were not allowed to speak that later.
Thank you.
he's like, oh, I love these games. So he got up and went to ASD. And he finally was still game show. And when he was loading, he went to the handle. And I said, hey, I know the game is supposed to do. And he was making Gekka all over his body. He was like, oh, really angry. So sitting in the meditative posture, he was completely absorbed in the meditation of Supreme God. There was nothing to be blamed about. At that time, the Death Rishi came and surrounded by his disciples, and he saw that he was just sitting idly like a dumb animal without doing proper best reception. So this is a very important lesson that when the visiting Vishnu's come, you have to receive him wrongly. Give them a feeling of wanted and appreciated, and they should pay attention for the episode, for the recommendation, for the programs and everything. So, when one is neglectful, what is so many day occurs. Seems like this is given plenty of places, many places also. But the amazing thing about this says courses is all the courses eventually bring some good result at the end. There is really another story based on the Quranic history from the book of Dr. Bhushita Maharaj. One time, one devata in the early palace where he was playing with Apsara, she was running in the hills and he was running. The people were running around the place. He said, they were having some romantic affairs. So she was standing on one lower hill and this one was standing on the upper hill. So he wanted to stop her from running, so he took a bunch of flowers and threw it on her. But then she turned her face away, so the bunch of flowers fell exactly on the lap of this Rishi. This Rishi was sitting there, it fell on his lap. This is where this was broken. He looked up and he looked backwards. When he saw that Apsara was there, he was about to curse her. But then blamed Apsara that fell on his lap. He said, he is the one who threw it, but I can't see him. So he told him, you are asking me to disturb my meditation. He said, you become a Brahma Rakshasa. He said, and the fellow immediately found it, the way to get down and came and put all their feet over this Rishi and asked for more to say. And the Rishi said, don't worry, if you hear the glories of Tulasi, glories of Lord Vishnu and his holy name, then you will be liberated. Tell them you have to stop your romantic business. Tell them that. So that's how it came to the earth. And he occupied a big water rickshaw as a Brahma Rakshasa for many, many years. Until one day two Brahmas came down and sat under a tree and they saw the glories of Tulasi. Then immediately the big water rickshaw broke down and it fell and out came. Was Devata. Then he got to watch it. Then he could go back. So, actually, when you tell Katha, you may not know how many souls are getting liberated by that area. As like Vishwamitramani once was sitting in a dark month, under a tree and was speaking. As he was speaking to Katha, one rat got him liberated. He went to heaven. Because who is in which body we don't know. Who will get liberated? Well, because many people will be caused to be in certain bodies. So this year, in this year, this year has given courses to many people. Here we get a question with the director. Now, some of you have a question. How did Agastya blaspheme him? How did Agastya criticize him for no good reason? And for no fault on the part of Lord Rama? We can know that it is Lord's will because Lord wanted to accelerate the return of the Gunga to the spiritual world. So, he told him that you become a dull animal. See, the dullness of the Pura Jira continues in the body of the elephant. This is the way the Pura Jira takes place. Because he was dull and inattentive to rendering this self in singing properly, the same dullness continued in the body of the Jira. Similarly, there was one Dandarva who was poking in the waters with an Apsara, Dandarva, under the waters. So he wanted to impress the Apsara by picking the lid of one stage, Dandarva. So when he tickled, because he tickled under water, he became a puppet of under water. And just like he was tickling the feet of Dandarva, he only got one of the feet of Dandarva. Which still have a couple of days back now that I have to live. We don't go away very easily. We are big city. We don't go away. But what we're learning is, although the proposals may be there, the opportunity is given for very few of those proposals. We think there was also a volunteer at Bell Oliver. But when he was down, he was put into crisis. He was like sort of shaken up in the situation. While he woke up and realized, oh, my friends, relatives, my family members, nobody is able to help me. And he's unwisely also not able to, win my war against this program. Then he realized, now I am helpless. And there was one in high grade from Papa Jayapal, who had done a lot of editing work for Papa, Papa Lady Mirabas. But due to some sensuous trouble, he could not continue Bishop Rajasis, even during Papa's times. So he left the devotees and he apparently moved. And Papa would remember him, how his idea was doing, his mind out. And I grew up also at the same devotees on and off from the course of Hayamada, and he'd wish them. But then he was in middle world, surrounded by middle sick friends with all kinds of bad habits. He had gone back to his middle sick lifestyle. But then one day, suddenly a doctor told him that he had cancer. He will not live for many months, but some 6 months he will live. Immediately, he went into his cabinet. He understood that just like a leader took shelter of the Lord, he also took shelter of the Lord, and he said, now I have very little time left. Now I think I'll prepare for my death, which is very important. So he stayed in the temple and became very serious about it. Started reading, chanting, associating with devotees, and he went on to be sannyas. Of course, his body extended for a little longer than 6 months. And he left his body as a sannyas with full absorption. So, one day, when terrible situations come in our life and they shake us, we wake up. Wake up to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. So, by then, we looked up at the sky. And then we can say, Eva Nyavajito Buddhya Samadhyaya Mano Hrithi, which is mind and which is heart. He fixed his well-planned attention on calling out the Supreme Lord, although he did not know who he was. He knew that there is a Supreme Person. In one way, he says, that Supreme Person, the one for whom everything is related, he is a maintainer of the Holy One, he is the protector of the Holy One, and he associates with him. And he has no equal to him, either there is one who such a space. He knew that there is one Supreme. And then, as he offered his prayers, one of the prayers he said, and he said, now he said this prayer also. But in another interesting prayer, he says, my dear Supreme Lord, your pure devotees never ask for any material benefits. Ekarpina, I can't get the word.
Repeating your duties for us, and they don't ask for any material benefits.
Then he said, but as soon as I am concerned, I bezalak. Amerikan egin beren amerikineaz, berdik daiztu izan. So, hori pain, I bet this pain on chipmunks. Ma, dek, bapen, pasu, pasu, belok, shadow. Ez nahi, in this way, beren was strong, but then she could pick for a pack. Like that, in all the Indies. So, the beginning was saying, please, kindly, save our body. So, after saying about the birthday, you know, when you get to the party, you show them, you check out the project. But that's all dark, by the way. So, that can be prepared to be short, pick for a pack. Look, I see also the point is, the quality of his branches is also important. So much so, he gave up his emotional mentality, where he recorded it. He said, and he considered the middle body of the good for a pick, and stuff. Why did I play it? Let me look at all for him, like the few devotees. And let my ignorance be eradicated. I'm a tiny liquid texture for you. I never want anything in this world. Why did I record a prayer? And then this prayer is telling you, you are Muktaya. You are always in a liberated position. That doesn't mean you are very proud. Yeah, a liberated ease condition. Not like that. You feel sympathy for many humanities also. You are in this world. You are Karunaya. Truly Karunaya means you are greatly merciful. We are greatly merciful. We people are so fallen. Although you are powerless again and again, we look for you again to go back to samsara. Again, you put us become the real Buddha. This is what we say. Although we are repeatedly falling in this world, you repeatedly, you lift us up. And you are trying to get us back to your abode. So in this way, your compassion knows no limits. You are immediately compassionate. Not only that, you say, no, I, Krishna. Aya means your eyes never blink. Imagine if you're blinking, you give it all your dose and somebody is healing your mobile. Take care of your mobile, yeah? Isn't it? So some purpose the right also. There are a couple of thousand mobile chores like that, yeah? So if you're little happy with you, somebody can lose happy. But the Lord is never in that happy. Because you blink only. So because he doesn't blink, he will protect you at any moment. Because he doesn't blink, he cannot even answer to his knowledge. That's also true. Right? But don't blink only. If somebody is blinking, imagine to be put in the house thing is thinking that, you know, my boss is away that I can have my fun. Just like the company has the only boss in life, for example. And people can pay some little accounts like that. Right? But when a boss fixes two eyes to the door and goes, oops, we want to cover up something. Isn't it? Can you pay little accounts? So, in this way, people want to have some fun in the absence of weakness. But the Lord is a constant witness. So he's saying, I'm really a constant witness, yet you are very forgiving. Yet you are very compassionate. And you are very tolerant of our mischievous nature. Although we have mischievous to return back to samsara, but again and again, you will blame us back. So Muktaya, Guru Karunaya, Amalaya, that he was saying. So Amsha, Chamsha, the Sarvatana Guru, Manasit Patita, Patya Pushi, Bhagavati, Guru Te, Namaste. You know, like me, I'm born in this animal body, which is a dull body, filled with Pramagana. Pramagana also said, Pramagana, Pramagana, Isha, Pramagana, Kesman. He's telling my Lord, this body, Pramagana means, 70% of my body is in ignorance, he's telling. 120% of the body is in ignorance, not Sapira. 70% more of ignorance and 70% more of passion. All of them accept my body is such a dirty, fallen body born by my father and Asura community. And how do you expect me to glorify you? In the power of so at the moment one becomes a devotee of the Lord, even if the body may be born in a demoniac family or only a human body, with the right feelings when one approaches the Lord, the Lord can cleanse the whole nature. Everything. And the Lord can keep the heart of the devotee with the love for the Lord and affection for the Lord. In this way, then we develop the understanding of the Supreme Lord more and more clearly. See, he initially was talking vaguely, but as he proceeded with his prayers, he started understanding the Lord, understanding his pure devotees, understanding the sublime nature of the Supreme Lord, everything. And then the Lord Vishnu arrived in the Buddha. Immediately remember the name. Buddha!
I'm going to